My name's Blake. And my name's Carson.
We're awesome sauce.
We're awesome sauce.
You're awesome sauce.
Check out our YouTube.
What's up, saucers? It's me.
It's just him. I'm actually leaving pretty soon.
He's leaving. And just like that, the channel is broken in half. What's up, guys? It's me, Awesome Sauce.
And me,
Blake.
Also Awesome Sauce.
Yeah, he's back.
Carson, yeah, I'm back.
We reunited, we squashed the beef.
Yeah.
Welcome to the first episode of Sauce on the Side.
Yeah, one of a new podcast created by the geniuses also known as us, where we eat lunch and you guys eat your lunch while listening.
The reason he used quotation marks there for audio listeners and just in general, the reason he used it is because the current time is 11:03 p.m. on a Friday. These are going to be posted around 11 a.m. on Sundays, but we're recording this at that time. So, yeah. Here's the little sequence of how we're going to break this down here. First, we're going to introduce our meals. And both of these meals, the only requirement is that must include a sauce of some variety. So we each got our own little sauces of the days.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do our little sauces, and then we're going to get into the first episode of Sauce on the Side, also known as the Sauce Cast, it's like one of our street names, some slang. Just, yeah. Would you like to get into your meal first?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go first. Mine's kind of a banger. I went grab some Brahms. If you didn't know, I just came back from work and I didn't really have time to like make something here. I will probably be making something here for the future, like at my house, for future episodes.
Chef.
But
they call him Remy.
You got Brahms, and more specifically, if you're curious, this includes fries,
two drinks.
Yeah, we got the small milkshake and then a large Dr. Pepper. You will soon learn through this series that I am a big fan of Dr. Pepper.
This and man likes his peppers with
five burgers. This is, if you didn't know, you can go to Brahms, and for, I think right now, about like $6, get a bag of five burgers.
So, a lot of people probably don't even know what Brahms is.
It's kind of a southern
restaurant chain, also doubles as a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Has burgers. It's kind of interesting, because I went with the other southern burger chain. Whataburger! What even is a burger? I don't even know. And
there's not even water.
There's
in that
not
burger.
Even water in that burger. But I'll start with my drink, my Bev.
Okay.
I got their new caramel latte shake, which is pretty tasty.
Ooh, caramel latte. I didn't even know they had. Well,
it's a new limited time option. I had to get it.
Is the Dr. Pepper shake still there?
I believe so.
Oh, okay,
it might be. They used to have this little thing called the Dr. Pepper shake. I think they saw it. But I didn't even get a burger at Whataburger. If you can judge by the box shape, I got chicken tenders.
Ooh, tendy.
They're especially tenders. Especially tender. Sorry.
Tenders.
They're especially tenders. Fries, of course. I got some tenders. Texas toast as well, of course. And sauce of the day. First sauce of the day. I thought I'd start off strong. Oh, if it'll focus. Gravy.
Okay.
We're starting off a little kooky, okay? We're starting off a little weird.
And now to counter that, or I guess play off of that immaculate sauce of the day. Here, let me actually see if these burgers have
also, sauce. Also, another sauce. Fancy ketchup.
Oh my gosh, ketchup. Fancy ketchup.
Yeah, it's double.
What's
double
it?
Sauce. Special double sauce to start it off with.
So every single one of these burgers has ketchup on it. Usually if you go to Brahms and you get the number one, it has mayo. That was going to be... I was originally just going to get the number one combo. Then I saw the bag of burgers and I was like, that's a power play. So today's sauce is going to be ketchup for me. Start things off with a classic, with a doozy, with a simple little fan favorite.
Are you planning on eating all five of these burgers in this episode?
That's the thing. I feel like I should have a burger count where it's like,
okay.
Yeah, in the top right.
Hey, drop in the comments. Drop in the comments how many burgers you think.
Guess how many burgers you think I'm gonna eat.
Mm. Anyways, that's our little introduction.
Yeah,
I'm Blake, by the way,
and I'm Carson.
I think we said that.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit about Awesome Sauce. Today, actually, we released the first four videos of Awesome Sauce content. We took inspiration from a retired veteran of the YouTube sphere, Matthew Patrick.
I was like, where are you going for this for a second?
Yeah, but he, yeah. His advice was to drop 4 videos at once. Obviously, he was wrong.
Yeah, because, if he was right, we would be famous already.
I mean, if he was so right. But currently, over across these 4 videos, I believe we have 15 views.
Hey, that's better than
videos.
I thought.
Hold on, let me do a quick math. 12, sorry. 12 views across these 4 videos. One of them is 4. One is 3. Another is 3. One of them is 2. So, and that was 8 hours ago. But that's okay. It's humble beginnings for the sauce. And hey, if you're here early, you're getting in on it early. You know,
you get access to all of our future live shows when we're famous.
Real.
If you can prove that you are part of the original.
Yeah, take a
9.
Screenshot of this episode right now with like the time date and like the current videos at 2 views. Go to Getting Freaky and Lethal Company.
And specifically that
take
one,
a screenshot of it being at 3 views, because when you watch it, it'll be.
Yeah.
And make sure to watch it all the way through. Anyways, but that's, let's talk a little bit about Awesome Sauce and who we are.
Yeah. Here, you've been talking, I'll talk a little so that you can eat.
I'm gonna consume. Yeah. I'm hungry.
So, if you know, I'm Carson, he's Blake, we already said that.
Real.
But, to get into more of, like, who we are, why we thought about doing Awesome Sauce, Awesome Sauce has, well, obviously, like any kid nowadays, Gen Z, Gen whatever, anyone, you want to be a WooTuba when you grow up, and that's what we're wanting to do. We're hoping that
real,
like for the longest time, we wanted to grow up into WooTubas, and both me and my partner Blake, my lesser half. That one's going on the TikToks.
I don't know about that one.
What's it? So
yeah,
what's it? We always wanted to be YouTubers. We had our individual channels. Yeah.
Look at those.
I was about to say,
don't look at Glacier, bro.
I'm okay with looking at mine. You could probably find mine somewhere. I'm not going to say it, but.
I mean, you can.
This is a little ARG for you guys. Find our previous YouTube channels. It should be super easy. But what's it? We've always wanted to do that. And we've, like, through those individual channels, that's how we learned how to, like, edit and how to, like, kind of do all this infrastructure kind of for stuff. It's, like, it's very weird because learning all this took a lot more than, like, you look at it and you're like, oh, this is pretty simple. But it took, like, seven years of experience to, like, get this. And we have 9 subscribers.
We got 9 subscribers. As
7
of
years of experience for 9 subscribers.
This is actually our 9 subscriber celebration video.
Sounds like me applying for a job.
Yeah.
But
that's Awesome Sauce. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like backstory. But the actual channel itself, we're planning on posting video game videos. I'm going to be Frank here. I'm changing my name real quick from Blake to Frank. This dude just put his glasses on to mimic me, to mock me.
These are my blue light glasses. Yeah,
that's incredible.
I'm just built different.
Bro is scared of the color blue. What does he need those glasses for?
Anyways, carry on.
Well, gaming video. That are comedic. That's the plan. Yeah. That's basically it. We've posted Pong, Ocarina of Time, and Lethal Company. And
oh, yeah.
Which is quite a spread, I must say.
I don't even... In the Pong video, did we even, like, clarify, like, how... No, I don't think we clarified how far we got. Like, was it... We obviously didn't do the full 10 hours.
No, we did not.
But we did.
Go check out Pong
Check out Pong.
Yeah.
It's actually a good video.
We recorded that one a year ago
when
we first decided to work on this channel.
We didn't even like have the word Awesome Sauce in our little.
And if you watch the video, we actually clarify our best name at the time was Markiplier 2.
You're telling me Smart Fellas or Fart Smellers?
No, I don't think that was really in consideration. But we had some names, but none of them were real keepers. But I don't even know how we came up with the name Awesome Sauce. It was like one day we like said it and we were like, "That, yeah, that's it."
I think Did we pull up? Did we start like writing down them on a list and like a notes app or something?
I think we did, like in the beginning, yeah. But then we just kind of gave up. As you can tell, I mean, like we have 4 videos and this started a year ago. I went off to college. Mm-hmm. Life got a little crazy. And we haven't really, we kind of had a little struggle getting it together. But every time mm-hmm. I came back into town, we worked on it. And now that summer,
we're
going to go crazy.
We're going to go crazy. Stop cutting soap below us.
I think we were planning on.
Huh?
Wait, were we going to do that in this episode?
I don't know. Were we?
So
did I just ruin a bit?
We're just going to clarify. We're going to do this bit on TikTok where in this mm-hmm. podcast, we're going to be like, dude, we're going to like talk normally. And then there's going to be like soap cutting, like the regular TikTok, like censor
yeah,
videos.
Like, yeah.
And we're like, dude, stop cutting soap below us. Or like if it's subway servers, I'm like, dude, why is this guy running from the cops on trains? What's up with that? Yeah, so be on the lookout. What were you talking about?
Pong.
Pong.
Did we, so what's it? We ended up actually, we didn't do the full 10 hours of Pong in that video, but I don't think we ever explained like how far we got in it. Mm-hmm. I believe we got to like 3 hours-ish.
I think that's about it.
I think 3 hours, 30 minute mark, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it? Yeah, that one kind of sucked.
It did kind of suck. Let's talk a little bit about ourselves, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's important to know the hosts
yeah,
of...
The hosts behind the sauce.
Behind the sauce.
Oh, maybe. We could go over like some... Well, I don't know if we want to do that. I was going to be like, we could go over some of our favorite YouTubers and like kind of inspirations, but like...
Yeah, we could include that in there. Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, like, I was like, why wouldn't they just go watch that?
real. But don't, no.
Yeah, no, please. We really need this.
Would you like to start?
Like, YouTubers?
No, just talking about ourselves.
Oh, sure, yeah. So, my name's Carson. You know that. I really need to stop doing that. I like video games, which is kind of obvious. But, I don't know. Like, what's it? This is hard. I want to go into communications in the future, so, and this is kind of like a part.
Major drop.
But what's it?
major drop. I want to go into communications in the future.
I want to go into.
I'm looking to go into the communications industry.
But what's it?
If you need to learn how to communicate.
But that's like kind of this whole like. How this works, editing, recording, podcast infrastructure. I want to do specifically communication and entertainment. Oh my gosh. But so this is kind of like what I'm wanting to do, and which is also partly why I'm like, oh yeah, let's freaking do awesome sauce. And then do we want to go over to you next, or do you want me to keep like saying stuff?
You can go over to me.
I think
so. I don't like video games. I hate them. Just kidding.
They call them not so Grump, and they call me Grump.
Yep.
And we are awesome sauce.
We are awesome sauce. I honestly like don't play many video games in my free time. Because I'm a busy boy.
What's it? Yeah, it's gotten the same kind of for me. I haven't really played.
We've grown up, dude.
Yeah,
but this is gonna be a way to reconnect with our childhood.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm Blake. I'm a young adult. I'm not gonna. I'm over 18. I will say. I'm legal. For anyone wondering out there. Which I know the face. Sometimes I get like people can't tell if I'm 14 or 24. I'm above the age of 18. College student, music major. I sing. Play a couple instruments, guitar and piano, just a little bit. Sing some songs. Sing some silly songs. I just like making stuff. I like making stuff, you know? Playing Dungeons and Dragons, if you're into that.
Oh my gosh.
Into that sphere. That's kind of one of my games. I love doing some stuff. So yeah, awesome sauce. It's a little dream of mine for a while here with my boy Carson. Actually, we should probably get into our backstory too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We met in middle school, or not even middle school, elementary school.
I was about to just, like, lie.
Like, we met in war. I found him on the battlefield
dying. The year
dying.
Was 1948.
And I was like, hey, you look like a YouTuber. Get over here. We were you ever heard of Awesome Sauce? You've ever heard that phrase? We should make that ours. Make merch. Make millions. What did you... Oh, he just got done with his first burger. I couldn't tell what he was saying. That's awesome. Sauce.
Oh yeah, what's it? So I showed our TikTok, like the music one.
Yes.
The song.
Yes.
To my brother.
Ah.
And he said, "Napoleon Dynamite vibes," and I've never agreed less or more.
Watch our TikToks.
Yeah,
real.
You think Napoleon Dynamite would be a YouTuber? Oh my God! Never mind. That's just Fred from.
From Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
I think he died.
There's no way.
In war. That's actually what happened.
I was carrying Fred on my back. In our backstory.
And then I saw Carson lying on the ground. And I was like, shoot, do I choose
Fred? And he had to make the, yeah, he had to make the trolley.
And Fred was like, I'm Fred! What else did he
mean? And then he shot him himself.
I killed Fred. I'm the murderer of Fred.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
You wonder where Fred went?
He's like saving private Ryan,
the new king of YouTube just dropped. Fred is gone. Love Fred though. All the love out there to him. If you're out there, Fred,
please subscribe. Please, it would be such a flex. Like, it was like, a flex, oh my gosh. Collab video with Fred. Yeah. New movie.
Anyways, back to the backstory. We met in elementary school. He was drawing Pokemon in the playground, and I asked him to draw me a Pokemon. Ever since then, we've been lovers.
Was okay, mister.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's it? I believe it was a Monferno.
It was a Monferno. Ah. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Is that still your favorite Pokemon?
Mm-mm.
Would you still ask an artist to draw it? By the way,
no.
I was not like drawing it. I wasn't an artist.
He was just.
I was tracing it on like off of a computer. Like, I would just put it up the screen, trace it, and be like, boom, I made that.
Yeah. Our relationship started off of stolen. Valor.
Stolen Valor, yeah.
And in the war, of course.
And, yeah. And the Valor we stole from winning. Out. From the Valor we stole in the war.
Yeah, yeah, we stole that Valley from the, who was it again? Who were we fighting?
Fred.
Of course, Tom.
The only other canonical person in our backstory.
In the Awesome Sauce universe, yeah. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, they buffed Reinhardt.
We don't play that game.
We
don't play Overwatch.
Do not
we
look
just
at
play
Steam.
Pong, Lethal Company, and The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. That's it. Little segment here for you. We're going to look. So, one of the perks of being a small YouTube channel is getting funny, silly content comments and being able to interact with them. So, one of the comments that we received. Was on one of our shorts on our YouTube channel.
I hope this reminds you guys, be very careful when you comment.
Be careful when you comment, or don't. I mean, we'll probably respond.
We will ban you.
Or talk about it on our podcast.
Yeah.
It was on our short that was like a redo of our intro video, just in short form. We got a comment. Hold on one second, I need to figure out how to pull this up.
Oh, wait, actually, I may have a comment to, like, to for you.
We got a comment. Thanks for the warning. I'll plan out my viewing accordingly. Off of our intro video. Don't know what that's about, but thank you, L1B1K1.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I thought that was a silly, goofy comment. It gets better.
Well, no, because does warning mean like he's avoiding?
Thanks for the warning. Yeah, like, I think that's about what the vibe was, yeah.
Oh, okay, evil comment.
This might be my favorite. From @BeardedDodger.
Oh, is this? Okay, I think I may have seen this
was off of our music. Like, we did like a little music. We sang, Awesome Sauce. Dear Lord, we are all doomed. Signed, Gen X. We already have an enemy. What? And that enemy is our parents' generation. We are. They believe.
Well, no, because it's just signed Gen X. So
signed Gen X. All of Gen X.
What is? Wait. What age is Gen X?
That's so we got Gen X, then Millennial, then Zoomers. So Gen X is like our
parents.
No.
There's no way. I almost just said
this old dude, this freaking like 50-year-old was like, oh my God, we're all doomed.
We're all off
they
of
sang
that?
A song, yeah. I think it might have been because I was wearing a shirt that said Riz God on it. That could have been the Naomi Coffin. A shirt that Carson got me, by the way.
Yeah, I got him that shirt. Okay, fun fact about the Riz God shirt.
Yeah.
No, it was for Christmas. I was gonna give him that for Christmas, but then what happened was I forgot. Because what's it like? I was gonna be like, oh, I think we see one more time before Christmas or whatnot, and then we didn't, and I was like, oh crap! So now I have to wait until next time. So in spring, when he comes by, I'm like, here's your Christmas gift, and it consisted of a Super Fight expansion pack and the Riz God shirt. And if you want to know where you get that Riz God shirt, I will not be telling you because there's only one in existence, and he has it.
Real.
That's my Except shirt. That's not true at all.
It's not true at all. Yeah. Super Fight, by the way. It's a little card game. It's pretty fun. Yeah. So that is the second of the third.
Comment. I'm still like, oh my
all
gosh.
All of Gen X.
All of Gen X.
Like, we are off to an incredible start.
It's like we personally blew up the Twin Towers. Like, what? Like, there's,
yeah, we just
there
gotta sing a song, dude. We just were like,
there are people doing a lot worse right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This actually might be my favorite.
Okay.
So we've got this guy named Eli. Eli, if you're out there and if you're watching this video, love you to death.
Love you, yeah, man.
You're the greatest. But he comments, he's like adding his friend, Antonio. My awesome sauce is everywhere. So off to a pretty normal start. That's what most of our comments
are. I'd prefer that comment over whatever the Gen X one was.
Yeah, real.
Yeah.
But foolishly, I commented under the sauce talk, awesome sauce TikTok, in all caps, me too, with exclamation marks. This is unrelated, but a guy responded to that, his name being Big D, 1 minute ago, oil up, I'm on my way. I thought that was funny. But then Eli comes back.
Okay.
After our response. Mm-hmm. And he says, bro, who is you? Who is you? But like, I've been crying about you praying.
Because I think, we don't know who he's like replying to that to. We don't know.
It's replying to Awesome Sauce.
Or no, but is it?
Yeah, it says replying to Sauce Talk, which means he clicked on ours and said.
Oh, okay. I thought he was replying to the oiled up guy, like implying that he was just a random guy who was like, I'm oiled up now. And was sharing that status.
I think he was like, who are you? Why are you responding? Like he was like total. I think what happened is that when you're commenting on TikTok, you're so used to like big creators or like anyone like if you're gonna comment, you're gonna share it with your friend, they're not gonna care, they're not gonna see it. But because we're so small, and the fact that we like acknowledge his existence.
Oh, he's
something
like,
inside of him stirred where he's like,
he's
oh
like,
gosh,
oh my God, these
real,
are real people.
Repercussions. Yeah. So in response, he retaliated by trying to degrade us, saying, bro, who is you're irrelevant.
I don't think he was degrading. I think that's just something you do. Like, he was like, bro, visited his friend. I'm like, you know that one?
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, it's.
But then Antonio rolls in. And he says,
this is like a telenovela.
He says, yippee. He's so yippee. Excited.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Except he leaves out the last E, so it's like, yip. And then I responded, we're awesome sauce to Eli. He hasn't gotten back to us since, but Eli, if you're out there, we love you.
Antonio, you now have, or was it Antonio? Who was the guy?
Eli.
Eli, you now have 4 life tickets to any future awesome sauce
Any future
event.
Awesome sauce event. Just
prove that you're that person.
Prove that you're Eli. Yeah.
And we'll let you in.
That's about it.
Same goes for the Gen X guy.
Those are our first 3. I think this would be a fun segment to include. 3 comments of the week.
Okay.
Saucy comments. Saucy commentary.
Oh, there saucy comments. Okay, saucy that's good. Yeah. I will say something that's really funny. We have like made A separate channels. B, we've done 2 like starts of like duo channels, and none of them have gotten this much hate, which means we are on the right track.
So the first channel we started was literally like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Together. It was called Gamer Time. It had a question mark after it. Mm-hmm. We released 1 video that was really badly made. And oh my gosh, like the color grading was awful.
Oh yeah.
And it was a BuzzFeed quiz video where we did some BuzzFeed quizzes.
I forgot about that, yeah.
So we didn't game. So the Gamer Time title was a little bit...
I thought we did Wind Waker and...
No, you're thinking of the next one.
Oh, okay.
which would be Binary Bros.
Which is mentioned in
Pong.
The Pong video, yeah.
For all the three people who watched it.
No, wait, no, it's not.
Okay, never mind. So if the three people who watched Pong.
I edited that part out.
Okay, yeah, he edited it out.
Do we want to say why?
No. but our last channel that we did together as a duo was called Binary Bros. Please don't watch those videos. They're pretty bad. They're really bad.
Yeah, they're
those were,
we may have to delete that channel.
Yeah, I think it was when we were like sophomores in high school. We were used.
No, I thought we start freshman year on that.
It was probably freshman year with the comedy. It was pretty bad. But yeah, it's been a good almost half a decade. Or it might have been a full decade.
Wait, since what?
A full half a decade since Binary Bros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and now we're back at it again with Awesome Sauce. Which this is kind of the
more awesome,
face.
More sauce.
At all sauce events, you need to do this face every time before you like get in and get into the ticket. You gotta go.
And you do the, or recreate the Golden Freddy pose, or just any of our thumbnails.
Just do something goofy and silly, and we'll let you in for free.
Yeah, yeah. You make us. Actually, it'd be really funny to have like an event in the future where it's like the admission is just make us giggle or something.
No, real. That's about everything I've thought of before going in.
Well,
what to talk about? Okay. Are we going to do an hour or 30 minutes?
I don't know. Up to you. I'm okay. Hour. Yeah, I feel like an hour, yeah.
What were you about to say, though?
Well, no, I was about to be like, oh my God, I forgot.
I'm okay with 30 minutes?
I'm okay with either, yeah. It was something like that.
Let's go for the hour mark.
I think the hour.
What's up, guys? We're figuring that out this podcast. In yeah. The podcast.
Oh, that reminds me. Idea I had for, like, future things like
you texted me this on Siri and it like
so I sent him I think here for most powerful effect I will where is my phone
I got you
okay thank you
you can utilize
I have to find that later
my phone
but what's it for effect I will now read what I sent to Blake via Siri. Say hey, I'm texting you this via Siri. I haven't checked what you texted me a couple minutes ago. However, I thought it would be an amazing video idea. What if we did chess boxing set up like boxing? It was like a fighting game of some kind, and like we also play chess like chess boxing.
Yeah!
Cool effect.
Cool effect. I agree.
So with the cool effect, I was trying to like apply an effect to the thing, and it was like Siri was like, "What effect would you like to apply?" And I was like, "A cool one." And then it didn't listen to me and added cool effect.
I got it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this a little because I kind of garnered what you got.
Yeah.
We play chess, and every time we try and take a piece, each of the pieces on the board represents.
Oh, they have a game about that, where it's. I was more thinking like you, the one where you like spend a minute. Playing chess,
and then you
do a minute of boxing, and then whoever wins in
I was thinking each of the I was thinking we get even freakier. Here.
Oh well, no, actually, if we're going that route, they actually have a FPS shooter that does that, where every time you take a piece, those pieces battle, and if like whoever wins, the other piece gets destroyed. So like you could take someone else's piece on their take, and I think there's also maybe a fighting game. Where they do like a 2D fighting game for that. I feel like that could be fun.
I was just thinking every piece on the board could be a different like Smash Bros. Character.
Oh, that actually that's really fun.
Oh.
And then like we could set our main to be the king or whatever.
Real.
Yeah. And actually, yeah. Actually, I really
that'd
like that
crazy,
idea.
That'd be crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be freaky. That'd be fun video idea. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that. Sauce also, viewers. Please don't steal it.
Well, I mean, you can, but then we're just going to sue you yeah. because we came up with it first. All right, we've got a copyright. As long as the idea is tangible, original, and expressed, it's copyright.
I don't know if we could copyright it.
No, it is.
Game.
It was already.
Well, okay.
It is. It's already copyrighted. That's how it works. I learned that in my business class. Anyways.
Other thing.
Continue.
Oh, wow. What if...
Who is you?
We're doomed! Was it?
Yeah.
But...
We're doomed.
For future podcast episodes, I was thinking we could do... like themed things. So obviously we did this one themed around the start of Awesome Sauce. Mm. Well, I had a couple other ideas. I don't know if I should like say them on here, because I feel like some of them are actually really good.
Okay, then don't say.
They should be surprised. But I think we could definitely do one where we play Super Fight.
Oh, that'd be enjoyable.
Yeah, like I think we could definitely throw in some like stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be really good.
Oh yeah. What do we want to say? Like what we're planning on? Like the schedule for SauceCast?
Oh, I guess we can. Sunday at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. I already said that.
Sunday's 11 a.m. Do we want to give schedule for like regular videos?
We're planning on right now uploading on Tuesdays and Fridays, if you care at all.
Or if you think the world is doomed.
Care.
If you care or anything.
I don't know.
Go to one side. If you care.
Yeah, but Tuesdays and Fridays is the plan for uploads. Fridays are going to be like our big uploads, and Tuesdays are going to be the crappy ones. Is the plan for right now. We already have had some scheduling.
What are you talking about? All the uploads are the crappy ones, Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so childhood trauma.
What?
What was the biggest childhood trauma you faced? Carson, member of Awesome Sauce.
Why is bro hit me with this?
Player of games. Destroyer of worlds. What was the other one?
Player of games.
Player of games.
What?
Wait, what was the comment they left again?
Wait, there's no way. I haven't
seen. No, they didn't say that. But like, what was it? What did they say? Oh no, giving up.
We are doomed.
Giver of warnings. Yeah.
Doomer. What's it?
Doomer of Gen X.
Childhood trauma. I don't know. Like, there isn't like. No offense or anything. I've had an amazing childhood. I'd say, or at least better than most. So I guess I'm happy for it.
Good for you, man.
There's nothing I'd say, like, oh yeah, trauma-wise, but...
Yeah. Hold my hand. I'll be... Okay.
Oh.
This is a safe space.
Is this an intervention? What is happening?
This is not a safe space. This is not a safe space.
We're literally...
We're gonna clip this and put it on TikTok, bro. We're gonna... Continue. So the podcast is over.
I don't know if you count that as trauma, but I just remembered a embarrassing story.
Embarrassing story time! Guys, buckle up! First story!
So,
continue.
So this ties into the gaming, obviously. So we, as a young boy, I don't know, maybe like 10 or 12, this was around the elementary school area, which, how old are you in like 6th or, not 7th, 6th? Or no, because it was in like 4th. I think it may be 4th grade.
Yeah, this was the year we met.
Like that. Maybe a little later. But I played Wind Waker on the Wii U. I have a Wii U.
That's the game we're playing right now, episodically.
That is not the game. No,
oh, never mind.
Oh my gosh. Bro.
But we are playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Maybe. Next episode coming out this Tuesday. Wait, or is it going to be? I don't know.
Whatever. But we'll I was playing Wind Waker, and I got stuck on this one dungeon. It's the dungeon where you get the Master Sword, and you have to, like, it's this, like, cool castle. I'm going to try and avoid, like, the spoilery cool things, because I think we're going to play that eventually, and he hasn't played. He's going to probably play all the Zelda games, because he hasn't really played any. And so I was in the place where you get the Master Sword, but if you didn't know, you have to do like a puzzle or like you have to, there's all this stuff you have to do in order to get the Master Sword. Or at least if I remember correctly, I don't remember the specifics, but young me was stuck and I look up a tutorial on how to do it. And I find this tutorial. I think it was by, I can't remember, but what's it? It was by a YouTuber, and I watch it, and I'm like, okay, now I just have to do exactly this. And because I'm a young, stupid kid, what I do is I go and I play, and I'm doing what he does. But
do you see the bug?
I think it was a gnat. But I also in the middle of the living room with like all like my family, whatnot, I start talking like the YouTuber.
Oh God.
Because I'm like, my brain is like, I have to do exactly what he's doing. And oh, no. I'm like saying all this like cringy today! Stuff. Yeah, I'm and like out of like you're not out of the corner, but like what's it? Eventually my dad is like, can you stop talking to yourself? And I was like, oh no. I'm an idiot. I made a fool of myself.
This is not awesome.
And I fall to the ground and what's it? I haven't seen Death Note, but like have like an inner monologue where I'm like, I failed or something, like Light or what, insert Death Note character here or something, or like spoilers. Jesse Pinkman. I don't know. I even watched Death Note. I was just using it as an example, but yeah.
That's awesome.
What was the thing we're going to talk about?
Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. You're going to know more about this.
Thoughts.
What do you mean thoughts?
What are you thinking?
Ocarina of Time and, what's it?
Call Me Caution and the Wunschkuller.
What?
Call Me Caution and the
Wunschkuller. Oh, if you know Miles wants to hop on the podcast, I feel like dream guest on my podcast.
You know Miles. What's your inspiration?
I'm going to go with You Know Miles.
Y'all ever heard of plastic bags? I got this crazy idea. Isn't that his first song?
I can't remember.
He's like, I got this bag.
This is the sound of a robot.
Yeah.
What's the one that was like a Honda Civic? And it's just him going, Honda Civic, Honda Civic, Honda Civic, or something. For like,
Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Drake.
That's what
That's
what I feel like every time I go on TikTok, like the past few days. It's been Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, BBL, Tracy. And then Nardwar for some reason. You think we'll meet Nardwar one day?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Awesome sauce!
Oh, God.
Awesome sauce? You guys are awesome sauce, right? We have to know. What would he say? What information would he give out? He's probably watching this video right now. Yo, Nardy, if you're watching this video, bro. May 4th.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, May 4th, 2024. Investigate on that specific date. What happened?
Code name. The Glungening. Bring it up in the pot. We can't talk about it any further.
Yeah.
But if you bring it up in our interview.
If literally
one day,
anyone in our career can figure out what the Glungening was on May 4th, 2024, we will. I was going to say, like,
delete the channel.
Yeah, we will delete the channel. We'll also have to flee the country.
Not for any, like, reasons, like, financially or, like, law-wise, but just as, like, part of the
thing. Yeah, prophecy. That's just part of the thing.
Yeah. BBL GZ.
We are doomed. Signed. He said signed. Like he like was dropping the hardest line of all time. Like he was like he was the main character in like the movie.
Let's analyze this comment.
We need to go back to this.
Bearded Bodger. Bearded Bodger. His profile picture is a little
dumb. Well, actually you probably shouldn't like say all
no,
that.
No, I'm leaking this, bro. He said his generation's doomed, bro.
Bearded
Bodger.
We shouldn't like out him. Like
I'm outing him, bro.
Well no.
He's starting beef.
We have to be the bigger person, because if we start beef now, we'll get canceled later.
Bearded Bodger. His profile picture is of a little guy, little character, holding a wrench and a shovel. Okay. Wearing what seems to be a little, like, handyman, like, hat. So this man is, like, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming his gender. First of all. Because he is Gen X. Mm-hmm. He's got beard too. In this little picture and like some overalls. So this man is working in the garage. Okay. This man is building. This man is a crafter of sorts. And not of the mining sorts. Just a crafter. Just crafting.
Although he's probably done some stuff
he probably
with
has.
Miners.
He's probably been in the mines a couple
okay.
of
times.
Okay. I'm going. Okay. That was, hey, up top for that one. Ow. The first segment. Dear Lord. The Lord is not capitalized. So this man is not overtly religious.
Okay.
But I'm assuming at least a little bit mm-hmm. in order for him to mention the Lord at all. But I do wonder.
Oh yeah, second burger done.
Second burger done. Congratulations.
I don't think I'm going to get a third.
Hey, who knows? There have been awesomer sauces. But I wonder if this is a proclamation to the Lord, like, dear Lord, like if this is addressing the Lord, or if this is just the exclamation.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's a good question. Lord. Well, what's the punctuation use? It's dot, 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 right?
It's dot, dot, dot. But the other one features a dot, dot, dot. The second part is we are all doomed. Now, I wonder if the all he's talking about here is Gen X.
Or like just the entirety, yeah.
I wonder if he's proclaiming that we are an antichrist of sorts. If we are the beast from the sea.
I'm sorry. We have 9 subscribers. Like, why do you feel the need to comment this?
Yeah, 0 likes. I might drop a like.
Wait, did you drop a like as Awesome Sauce? Yeah, did you drop a like as Awesome Sauce or implies good?
Correct.
The day will come.
Yeah, but after We Are All Doomed, which I assume he's talking about everyone, not just Gen X, signed Gen X. But there's no space between the Gen and the X. So this man already has some poor, and he didn't punctuate it either.
That was one day.
So this man has poor punctuation.
Because when I read it, I was like, does he mean like Gen X? Like G, because there's no space between the Gen and the X is lowercase.
Jinx.
Like I was like, because... I don't know.
He has poor punctuation for a man who thinks we're all doomed. Maybe he should be doomed.
Yeah, it sounds like bros. You know, I'm gonna stop. Anyways, some random person. We don't
just
know.
Like to say we're not the beast from the sea. We're not the Antichrist.
At least I hope that.
We're not Mr. Beast.
Obviously not.
Obviously not yet.
Although we do know Jimmy personally.
We do. Yeah. He's a close friend.
Yeah.
He's fathered me through some tough times.
He gave us the idea for Awesome Sauce in the Vietnam War. Yeah.
He actually came up with all of it. Actually, we actually have no creative agency at all.
Yeah.
We are actually an industry plant. We are the Nepo babies on YouTube. Jimmy Donaldson walked up to us, also known as Mr. Beast, and he was like, okay, you two, get over here.
He was like,
here's the story. You two met in elementary school. I know you don't know each other. Your name is Blake. Your name is Carson. I don't care what your names are. Mm-hmm. Awesome Sauce. That's the name of your channel.
And then he was also like, here's your second backstory. You met in Vietnam.
Right. But it's going to be this bit that you're just going to go along with.
Yeah. For way too long.
Carrying Fred on your back. And you're Awesome Sauce. That's your thing. And you like talk about like, oh, I sauced all over the place. Oh, awesome overload. Sauce tsunami. That you're going to say stuff like that. And your first 3 videos besides your intro video are going to be trying to play Pong for 10
Wait
hours.
Wait a minute, I just realized.
3 hours. Then you're going to play the first, like a little bit of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And then for the third video, you are going to play Lethal Company. But like months after it's been relevant. Yeah, so those are your first 3 videos. Best of luck. And after that, it's up to you. So actually, at this point, we have no idea. We have no idea what to do. Jimmy kind of left us in the dust there, and we have like 12 views. So thanks a lot.
Bro, he's just going off with this. Bro's just committing to the bit. Oh my gosh! It just kept going. He's like,
when I get into a bit, okay. When I get into a bit, the thing about me is when I get into a bit, I'm in it, bro.
What's it?
I'm an actor. I'm a method actor. I believed that all while I was singing. I saw Jimmy for a second.
What's it? I was going to say, during that entire whatever that was, I realized, what is a Gen Xer doing on YouTube Reels?
On YouTube Shorts, yeah.
Yeah, what is he doing on YouTube Shorts?
Instagram that actually might explain it. You might have just clicked on YouTube Shorts on accident and be like... We start playing this song. I gotta get out of here. Oh, we're all doomed.
AI help us, doom us all.
Yeah. What do you think about AI?
I had to write a paper.
Yeah.
On AI. I didn't like doing the paper because it wasn't like it wasn't actually like write a paper on AI, but it was like write a paper on AI through the lens of something that you do not care about.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, oh man, it's like. It's like someone saying, like, what's it? Oh, guys, today at school, we're going to get to do this fun thing. And then it turns out the fun thing is actually just, like, learning in disguise.
Boo! I hate learning. I want to forget.
I just want to drop cold lines on, like, AI stuff. Like, what's it? Insert something cold and cool here.
Dear Lord, we are all doomed. Signed, AI. I actually had to write. I had to do a little presentation on AI.
Oh, on AI,
But I was pro AI in this because.
What's it? Honestly, I think in the end, I'm also pro.
Me and my partner were supposed to do a little like pro versus con, like somebody took the pro side, somebody took the, we flipped a coin for it.
Oh, that reminds me. I have another story after this.
Okay. Go.
Oh, like right now? Yeah, like, okay.
No, I'm really curious. I'm not going to give you any time to like formulate it. Just go. I'm curious. So,
in, I believe, sixth grade. Yeah, sixth. In sixth grade, I was in a science project where it was like, okay, guys, we're going to debate on different like forms of like energy production. So like you have like the wind power with windmills, you have the hydro thing with like the hydro, is it hydroponics or whatever?
No, it's not hydroponics. I know that for sure.
Okay, it's like the hydro thing with the
hydro
water.
I don't know
whatever that's called, and like all it's the strange. Other like all the other
I did the same project.
Is it like eco? What are those energies called? I can't remember. Is it like eco?
No, geothermal?
No, that's solar? No. Well, that was part of it. Solar and wind, but like, what is that group of energies called?
Renewable.
There we go. Like renewable energies, and So it was like we got assigned into groups, and then we didn't have like a tournament, but we had brackets quotation marks where it's like this group against this group against this group, and it was a debate. And I was in my group, and I was like, okay, cool. I wonder what energy we get assigned in this renewable energy. So all of the energies that are assigned are renewable, besides one. And that was my group. We got
natural gas.
We got like natural gas / fossil fuels.
Oh, geez.
And do you know how difficult that would be to like, because this was also like in front of our peers.
Yeah.
In sixth grade, by the way. You know how difficult it'd be to be like a... research that as a sixth grader, like you would find so many conspiracy theories, like stuff that is just straight up not true. Like if you're looking into like why fossil fuels is good, like and then on top of that, you have to go in front of a bunch of other sixth graders and then pitch why killing the planet is good.
No, okay. So the first thing you have to do in this situation, I think, is deny the existence of global warming.
The thing is literally in the class we learned about global warming.
But
and
I think
all
you just
stuff.
Have to deny it at that point. That's the only only way that you can get people to back you is if you deny its existence straight up.
The technically the correct answer was I should talk to the teacher and be like, hey, this is a dumb idea. But anyways, we had to fight for fossil fuels. And I think the thing I ended up picking is like, so I had two. The first one I thought was good. And then for some reason, the teacher just freaked it all up. Didn't even tell me. So the first
what?
I had two arguments. I had an argument and a backup argument. And the first argument going in was like, okay, the reason why fossil fuels are good is because we can't support the world's energy that is needed off of renewable energy. And there's like, and I showed a graph here. Here's this graph of all this renewable energy, and here's how much of our energy is made by fossil fuels. And I was like, can this much energy, power, insert whatever? And then the teacher just goes, oh, wouldn't they just replace all those factories and fossil fuel stuff with new? And I was so pissed. Because I was like, what do I do then?
Because that's crazy, because that's a lot of politicians' argument that you just said there. That's a lot of people's
argument. Yeah, and I was like, in sixth grade, I was like, oh, okay, here's this argument. And then they just say that. And I'm like, okay. But now if I was like here right now and if I was smarter, I would have been like, yeah, but it would take how long and how many resources to do that switch? And I was like, but like I
yeah, so you're weak if I was in that scenario.
If I was in that scenario, I would just crashed out and brawled with the teacher.
Beat her up. Yeah, no, real. But no, if I was in that scenario, first step, deny global warming.
Yeah, if you were a sixth grader in this scenario.
I was in the scenario. And I believe I had, I was in that same project because we had the same teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine was geothermal. I think I I think I was the victor. But if I were to be assigned fossil fuels, deny the existence. First of all, as much as I can. Faulty research. Faulty research. Hey, faulty statistics. Just pull it out and just pretend it's real. Number two, don't talk about like morals or anything. Just talk money. Just straight up finances. This is class of sixth graders. Gonna say, okay, here's the thing. You sixth graders, okay. Lamborghini? Morals. Lamborghini? Morals, which would you prefer?
Which one gives
if
you more serotonin?
If only you back me, I'll give you Lamborghinis off of the amount of fossil fuels we're going to sell. So I talk about how much money, more money, and how much quicker it would have been. And I would have said, but don't even, like, you don't even have to sacrifice your morals, because it's not real. It's not real. It's not real. Do you, it's getting hotter in here. No, it's fine. It's cool. It's chilly. I mean, maybe in 10 years. Maybe 10 years.
But, like.
Maybe 5 if we get, like, too crazy. But, like, for now, like, Lamborghini.
So, anyways, my backup argument, which I had to switch to, was that actually denying climate change.
Really?
Yes.
My man, up top.
Because, what do you expect? I'm a sixth grader looking at it, like, of course I'm going to run into, like.
What did your teacher think of that one?
She didn't say anything on it, but, like.
She was like,
it's like, I got a terrible grade on this thing.
He's like, yes, this is the right answer.
How the fudge is a sixth grader supposed to do that? And find good information. Anyways, but it's like, that's the point. You guys have it easy with your renewable energy. Renewable energy has actual information on it that it's like, here's this information that's good and like completely true, basically, because of all this research. And then with fossil fuels, like, it's what we do. My God-given right to ruin the Earth's atmosphere.
To suck coal and drink oil.
But like...
Another lag.
But what's it? So the next one was... It was like, climate change isn't real. And
how'd we get here? How'd we get to climate change?
Embarrassing stories. Oh, yeah. But I was like...
tent incident.
But I was like, climate change isn't real through the lens of... actually the sun has been getting hotter over the however so many years that I
use. Actually, we're warming up into our next ice age. This is just how the planet
works. That's what I use. I was like, long story short.
Stupid,
dumb.
You can't beat science with science. You have to beat science with anti-science.
Mr. Gen Xer, if you're listening to this video, thank you for ruining our planet. I don't think we're the ones who doomed it, but,
he just got cooked. Dude.
Thank you, Mr. Gen X. I hope you see this down the line.
We got like about 5 more minutes of this podcast. What else can we talk about?
I don't know.
Real quick. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Heinz. A little bit I was doing.
Okay, yeah.
On all of our small little social media platforms that like have like, literally I'm the only person following our Instagram right now. As I follow Heinz.
Wait, I'm not even following the awesome.
You're not even following, whatever. Heinz. I followed Heinz. Dude, okay. Heinz fell off social media wise.
What?
Dude, they go like, bro, it's crazy, bro.
Do you think we could like contact them?
That's what I'm thinking, bro. I think we can bring it back to fame. Once we get rich and famous.
What if we get more popular than the Heinz social media and then we reach out to them? Like, what do they do?
Their most recent tweet.
Okay.
Was in 2022 on November the 7th. Posing a question, a query. Mm-hmm. If tomatoes are fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? Discuss.
I would go the route
546 likes.
Okay.
But they've done worse.
I would go the route of jam rather than smoothie, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, this is a good one. One of my favorite things about being a vampire is being able to eat as much tomato blood as I want. They went on this like tangent for a while, like calling like their ketchup tomato blood.
Is that really your best, Heinz?
I know. It's being able to eat as much tomato
blood.
Please
just hire us.
My second favorite thing, not dying ever. I thought that was pretty humorous, but it only got 361 likes. Let me see. Oh, they responded. They just got back from at Six Flags. They just got back from Six Flags, you guys. That's a tweet I would have made in 2017.
Is that it?
Back from at Six Flags. I think they were expecting a collab.
Did the entirety of Heinz go to Six Flags Corporation?
I guess. And they added James Corden. Next time you have an issue with an omelet, just add Heinz, which is crazy, first of all. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Just add ketchup to your omelet. Then they added James Corden. So I'm assuming Heinz had some inside information that James Corden had struggled with an omelet. Surprisingly, James Corden did not respond. Listen, Heinz, look at me in the eyes here. If you want to get in contact with James Corden, if you want to have a talk with him, talk with the big guy, here are you guys.
Yeah.
James knows us.
We have his phone number.
We got 9 subscribers, dude.
Watch.
The first one.
Here.
James Corden. Second one.
I don't have my
Barack
phone.
Obama. The third. Listen, we don't have much subscribers, but they're potent subscribers.
They're
important
people. We have connections.
You know, we're kind of small and like underground, but we have connections. So for James Corden, Barack Obama, George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah.
George H.W. Bush.
William Howard Taft.
Taft, yeah. He actually came back from the grave to watch
us. We actually did him a favor. We revived him using the Necronomicon, and What's it? He owes us like a favor. So if like you,
if
want
you, if you need a favor from Taft,
bro, yeah, we can. If you need, we can hand that over to you.
Commercial little spot with Taft eating, drinking some tomato blood, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah. And then what's it?
Tomato blood.
And
then
you
can come up
go on a little rant about him being a vampire, if you want, or something, and talk about him never dying.
I forgot the rest. I think they were pretty not very notable. Like there was this one, I think, Jack Harlow.
What?
Jack Harlow? I don't know who that is.
I don't
is.
Know that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
I think his name was like LeBron Jahames. He hits me frequently.
Anyways, that was the first episode of the Awesome Sauce cast. I'm sorry. No, the sauce on the side. That's what we call it. Sauces of the day.
We have connections to Quandale Dingle.
Still got some gravy. Okay. Turkish one?
I don't know. But
do we have the connection to the leader? Oh my God.
Onto the keyboard.
I'm so sorry. I just poured. Dude, grab some napkins. Into the. Okay. Listen, we have 40 seconds before this episode ends and we die.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. We're awesome sauce. We're awesome sauce.
Sauce and friends.
Sauce.
We made
sauce.
Are you gonna made along the way?
Stay awesome, saucers.